New heading, Life and Death for Ourselves, Life and Death for Others. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. The biblical teaching is clear. Our speech has tremendous potential for good or for evil. The power of life and death that resides in our tongue applies both to our own lives and to the lives of others. Our words can lead us in the way of life or the way of death. They can also bring others along either of these paths. God will hold us accountable for our words. They are thus a source of life or death for us. This is true in large part because our words reflect the condition of our heart. They serve as an external gauge for measuring the precise temperature of our internal heart disposition. Yeshua teaches about this in Matthew 12:33-37. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. I know of few verses in all of Scripture more spine-chilling than the last two of this passage. I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. However, these verses must be seen in their context. Careless words are a problem because they reflect a careless heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34, ESV. Derek Prince shares the following amusing and insightful anecdote in his book, Faith to Live By. As a hospital attendant with the British forces in North Africa during World War II, I worked closely with a Scottish doctor in charge of a small field hospital that cared only for dysentery cases. Every morning as we went the round of our patients, the doctor invariably addressed each one with the same two sentences. How are you? Show me your tongue. As I participated in this medical ritual each day, I observed that the doctor was much more interested in the state of the patient's tongue than in the answer that he received to the question, how are you? I have reflected many times since that the same is probably true of our relationship with God. We may offer God our own estimate of our spiritual condition, but in the last resort, God, like the doctor, judges mainly from our tongue. An almost identical observation is made by a Christian teacher from quite a different era and tradition, Francis de Sales. In Introduction to the Devout Life, he writes, "Physicians learn about a man's health or sickness by looking at his tongue, and our words are a true indication of the state of our souls. By your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned," says the Savior. If our hearts are right before the Holy One, if they have been circumcised in Messiah, renewed in the Spirit, and surrendered fully to God in love and devotion, then our words will reflect our transformed condition and be favorably received on high. Our tongue does more than simply reflect the disposition of our heart. It also guides and orients our life in a particular direction. When we express a heart attitude with our lips, for example, faith and joy, or depression and discouragement, that attitude solidifies and tenaciously resists change. The words of our lips thus translate the thoughts of our hearts into patterns of behavior that harden into habits. Our lives are guided by what we think and what we say. The letter of James emphasizes that mastery over our lives depends upon mastery over our tongues. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Now, if we put the bits into the horses' mouths so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder, wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. James 3:2-5. Our tongue is like a bit put into the mouth of a horse. That one small piece of equipment will determine the movement of the entire animal. Similarly, our tongue is like the rudder of a ship. That one small piece of equipment will determine the movement of the entire vessel. James thus teaches that the direction and orientation of our lives will depend upon the direction and orientation of our tongues. Since God attends closely to the words that issue from our mouth, we also should attend closely if we desire to gain mastery over the rest of our lives and submit them fully to the authority of Messiah. However, the tongue is vital not only for ourselves. Scripture insists even more strongly on the tongue's power to affect the lives of others around us. Righteous and unrighteous speech have consequences not only for the speaker, but also for those who hear and for those who are spoken about. Our words can build up, strengthen, and encourage others, imparting life. Or our words can tear down, weaken, and dishearten others, causing death. Paul tells us that our speech should benefit those who hear us. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29, NIV. Our words can have a great positive impact on the lives of others. They can increase faith in God, secure hope in His promises, and build proper self-esteem. Scripture also teaches that our words can cause tremendous destruction. Like a club and a sword and a sharp arrow is a man who bears false witness against his neighbor. Proverbs 25:18. See also Proverbs 11:9. With our speech, we can rob someone of his or her good reputation, steal away that person's trust in others, and undermine faith, hope, and love. With our speech, we can set brother against brother and sister against sister. Again, the words of the sage apply. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In the following pages, I would like to explore the biblical teaching on the tongue in order that we may better understand how God wants us to govern this spiritually vital organ. I want to focus especially on how our speech can bring life or death to other people. In the first few chapters, we will examine how our tongues can bring death to others, our purpose, of course, being to avoid this road. In the remaining chapters, we will look at how our speech can give life to others. Our aim is to learn how to harness the explosive power of the tongue that we might love God with our whole heart, soul, and strength, build up the body of Messiah, and give glory to God's name.